Inuit Declaration. This past February, I joined other Inuit leaders and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Iqaluit on February 9 to create the Inuit Crown Partnership Committee. The Inuit Nunavut Declaration demonstrates the shared commitment to a renewed Inuit Crown relationship between Inuit Tabarit Kanadami and the Government of Canada, and underscores the common goal of creating prosperity for all Inuit, which benefits all Canadians. The committee will advance shared priorities between Inuit and the Government of Canada, including the implementation of Inuit land claims agreements, social development, and reconciliation between Inuit and the Government of Canada. The committee will monitor and report back on progress on advancing these priorities moving forward. Inuit Ohausila Hishimayana. We brought out to me Ilohatawila Asiginut Inuit Shivukatatinginut Amortal Angayukhaswa Muyamukanadami Justin Trudeau Ihalunni February 9 Noted Law Sakichiyamik Tayamik Inuit Ataniulu Kikaruti Churikauti Ayaniginut Katimatingin Tana Inuit Nunat Churu Hausila Tema Sakit Shivuk Kima ikauti unai nimik sulu ikauti unai nimut kawasiman nimik sulu nuta nuta muti Inuit ataneulo sulu kekaruti ikauti unai luti akun ningiti kot Inuit tapurit Canada mi Canada lo ka mangan amal tau ka pimagito ti sulu ni sistema tatumi ten tuwa uti hamniti nik sakit siwan le kawasiman nimut sulu siupia unai nimik Inuit amal tau Ikayota on näytynyt ilunnein Kanadan myynnin. Tämä kuva katimatti siuppia oli hänen amata syynäni siun liuja vielä inunnut ammalu Kanadan kaavangana. Ammalu tuo adolle ehdittsi kun näytin, mutta innuit nunnan miksatu sain nimi ani hati jutaisi myynnin. Nunnalin ne piivalliet sikäämik. Ammalu tuo akheutia valle on näytin innuit hanuk suullu. Akheat tuurittuu ja hatsimani innuit ammalu Kanadan kaavangana. Takwa katimatti sulu kamana swatsia hatana mata amalu hawi mata sia hatol te halu siu pe ko dham mangan mangan amalu tamakwa siu lu ya wiari siu pe ko jati dham mangan United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Last month, I was part of a Canadian delegation that visited the United Nations to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. This declaration basically outlines the rights of indigenous to self-determination, traditional lands, territories and resources, education, culture, health, and development. Despite this declaration, it has yet to be formally implemented by the Government of Canada. Although there's a commitment to do so, we urge the Government of Canada to live up to this commitment, as doing so would surely send a strong message that it is serious about true reconciliation with Inuit and Canada's other Indigenous peoples.
America Lesimonic, they mark so Ulusio de Hagatolte, Sina Niani, Adusimanin, Diamond United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. They mark Sina Chamulima, Chulu Hazimanin, they mark Bivita Hanimut, Chulu, Bivita Hatitaria Hanin, Nuad to Hoy Inuit, Nakatrinam. Tämä nuhoistak suullua teemaa pimmaliutit sitlo pivitsäriäminnik nuunneltu hoju. Teemaa kausimaksia suuviamit teemaa nuunneltu haulutit. Ammalu nuunneltu hakejamit nuunarinna simajamit. Avittu simajuillu ammalu tamakkoa sunatuinneet pivianatkuet. Irinneelimmik, irikkosilikinimmik, inuusimmik ammalu pivallielimmik. Tämänna uhoistoi teemaa ringalotiluu suli adulehtitau jahamma suli kannataukkaa maanit. Tema chulu kawashima yuhagaroti lugu tema pigiyama. Atchua kulautta mulli kanadau kaamanga. Tema chulu kawashima tia hollu. Tema ka chulu pidiwutik naru naru langima takut chaulamalu. Tema chulu yumik chulu kawashima nimminik sakit chivunakayama. Ammaru suri tia nimminik. Tema suri yumik. Ake hati hauma nimmini inunnik ammalu kanatamionik asiginnilu nunnitu hoyelik. Children in care. Our children are very important to all of us. They are our future.
And we all have a role to play to ensure they are brought up in a healthy, safe, and stable environment where they can learn their language, their culture, and way of life. Unfortunately, too many of our children are in the care of others outside of our communities. We all know of some from here. It's a sad situation, but that doesn't mean there's nothing that we can do. As a people, we have overcome many challenges, and we have always and will continue to persevere. We will do the same when it comes to children in care. As a government, we feel it is imperative that immediate steps be taken to address ongoing concerns related to children in care. We have expressed our concerns on numerous occasions over the years with the government of Newfoundland and Labrador, and we raised the issue during a meeting with Premier Dwight Ball and Children, Seniors and Social Development Minister Sherry Gammon-Walsh a couple of weeks ago. We asked the Premier to take immediate steps to deal with this serious issue. More specifically, we asked that the government of Newfoundland and Labrador, number one, provide permanent funding for the Family Connections Program, 3 Family Connections workers and coordinator at an approximate cost of $300,000 per year starting in 2018 to 2019. Number two, establish 2 social work positions to recruit, assess, train, and support foster families in Nunatsiavut. Number three, resolve the issue of consent by recognizing Section 74.5 of the Care and Protection of Children and Youth Act, whereby the minister may enter into an agreement with the Nunatsiavut government with respect to the access to or disclosure of information under the act. Number four, work to further develop the proposed partnership agreement, which promotes a collaborative approach to the delivery of child protection services. Number five, provide cultural training for all children, seniors, social development community, regional and provincial staff related to cultural sensitivity, intergenerational trauma and colonization, and more importantly, how the dominant culture's worldview impacts interaction with indigenous people and in particular Inuit. Number six, review policies, procedures, risk assessment tools, etc. to ensure biases of the dominant culture do not prejudice decisions about indigenous children and or families. And number seven, provide appropriate training for all senior officials within the government of Newfoundland and Labrador with respect to Labrador Inuit Land Claim Agreement, particularly with respect to our government-to-government relationship. We are of the view that many of our differences could be resolved if there is a genuine and committed willingness on behalf of the government of Newfoundland and Labrador to honour the spirit and intent of Labrador Inuit Land Claim Agreement. It is deeply concerning and troubling for us that we often find ourselves having to remind the government of Newfoundland and Labrador of its responsibilities under Labrador Inuit Land Claim Agreement. It is my view, and certainly the view of Nunatsiavut government, that nothing will change unless there's a major shift in the way the province deals with us, as outlined in Labrador Inuit Land Claim Agreement. So we see Pagayopimut, Outlet, Kitungamut, Ikanamaikut, Ilunatinu, Shivurichai, Yati, Ilunata, Pivichavut, Kamatiavik, Nalaullo, Sulu. Tema piuta ge halluit inuiste tunluit hanuitinavit ammalo tunga ve hatiatilluit tema irinnia kunnalut ukhausi meni ilikkosi ge yame meni piusi ge yame nillo tema gelatilu ole ayunna maolo urula tatu khidunga ge yabut ole te hatamata nunarinnut siratittini tunu ilona ta hawima gut tama nime oni khidunga tinik ole te hatimaoni ole te hatimaoni tamanna tutsimana maiko Tema kerajaan itu leh, piala bih hangi tolong kita, piala bih habo. Tema inul itu, sunat wina nik sunul, acuhunat wina, salah hati semali kita. Amal itu tema acuhunat wina, sanga bih halalali kita, salah hati nanya kau. Tema China, tema kuah hidung agak jauh, cukup sih jauh, pay jauh milih, picu dekiloi, siup piannya kau. Kalau mau luda, ipinya aku tema pimak itu ningan, tapi nama siup piannya di hari ni nih. Tamakwa solo pohara utigil loe isumara utigil yae pichu utigil loe chukusi pagi yae pemut albetta hatitue temre tamakkuninga isumara yatteni pohara utia hatse mari ko isumara utigil yatteni unuttu atin magi tota yae ni unuttu
ni khula la btori loka mangane tamannalo hausi unalawe ave khasa twet pa parle motambalo shoshene ilut khanillo amalo nonel ni people dia chige amchu lo ministry am sherry gambin walsh makora to ni woginni uhatila watti go ave khasa tapaina mai shollo kamage handingane tamachume ismaru ta hatumai pilotumillo uhatila watti go kamage yamane khula la btori ave Number one, Emma. At when I had to say Kolovit, Kino, I had to say Unane, Ninane, Lutic, Ilagin, Ilagayan, Sulu, Igayo Taunatomic. Being a Sunic, Ilagayanic, Sulu, Kamayuga, Machulia, Tisanot, Ilagayamic, Kamayla Chamilo, Temak, Kino, I had to say Lutic, Hatarotic, 300,000 Dadot, Yaritama, Tamachuming appears to Silutic, 2019. Number two, Tungabilute, Makone, Cholo, Inuligi Mut, Asulia Tisane, Tema, Hiriat, your charted Lue, Hemikut, charted Luillo, Ilniaci, your charted Luillo, Amalo, Ikao to charted Luillo, Cholo, Tamakuni, Asuosine, Ananguan Hatatnik, Nunciami. Number three, Situri Ciarolo, Taman Isamaro da Hataninga, Tema, Amitiatin Night, Nalnekotak 74.5, Tema. Pagayawaya mutamuru pilukatawadari tichigiamulu shukushinik inoshtunilu pikkoya. Ima yringatilu teina ministeri teima angi hatingin nimi shuullu sakitsi hata yutsautilu nunchiyo kaamanu. Pichutikilu kolu teima shuullu. Shunani kalakasaya nik shuullu pibitsa hatitau shuugiamut uppollu nit. Ukhaulautika shuugiamut tamakkuninga haayamaya waitunik tamanna pikkoya malillu. Number four. Tema sulle yohar cho titilo chulu people dia chi unnariga ne mot chulu tema ikati ki ye hanni mot ani hati ni tema hawi chi bolle chumre ni mot ikati ki ni kut chi upe hati unnara ni mot tema ka atuli ga yotta tama chume akuti ga tatni ta pa shugo shi pa ga yon chami no ki karu chi san number 5 tema chulu ili ko hi yatni Ilinia had Sugiam, Iluna, Sugosinek, Inotohanilo, Sulu, Nunari, Linne, people there Chiam, Nunarini, Abitusima, Yamalo, Pavan Suyam, Sulia, Tinik, Ilingayonic, Sulu, Ilikosiatinic, Sulu, Tukushima Chain, Nichaud, Tia Halilu, Tukushian Chaholilu, Amaro, Ilagit, Temangasuan, Sulu, Hanok, Huatsanga, Tita Hatsima, Lindino, Ukunungaulu, Sulu. Nutita had to see my way. He didn't have a little outlet out at Simajo, picture ticket to it. Amaro Halunan, Pinocato had Simadrid, Amaltoca, Unapimagit, Nipotillo, Taqua Haluna Cholo, Ilicosing it, Purit Chahuning, not Isumali, that Tema Churusilla Tremid, Isumahamata, Tamaqua, over to the Inunic, Pumitimatu had the mamma. Allaro ni hanok ubat ni xuna hoti hattu ya gati nuri to hoi ni hatta mata pilotto me inum ni number 6 kemi ko sialu me maliga pio sit chailo hanol lo shuna chullo pilu katta wa ni mot kemi ko ta wa ni arutta wa na te asigillo tema nala gut sia chullo tema isuma hatta ni ta ko hanlo na tema xuna hoti hatte titu na kunnai lo git nuri to hoi ni Sugosinik ilagay unilo. Ambalo number 7. Tema katuin na hatisiya mo. Sulo na masyado nik ilinet si sugiya mo. Ilun na nik kamaligin yun nik. Iloan ito nik nihula labro ilo kamangan nik. Tukihitsiya holi luwit. Ilinya siya kulugit labro ilo iluit. Ano namin sabusay simani mo ang hati ini. Pilwato mek. Pichutik ilo. Hano kamamagaya nga. Uwagot. Kamagayatino, Cholo, Pihati Hatia Sugiam, Imalia Takunata, Takuasuna Twinne, Atti Nutigayabu, Situ Taunaramata, Temak Sulit Chiatomic, Kawahimat Chiatomic, Pumacia Nichao de Gayapata, Nifuna Labadoyolo, Kamagayana, Temak Cholo, Nara Chiahulu, Amalo, Maricia Huluvillo, Labadoy Minui, Nunamic. Kami hati ini muncul, malih yang ini. Taman nalia ismail nama ikhok. Tema ubahut ikhay tu yang sa tu yang dia hamil nakatta. Ni fana lab tu ayu luka mangani. Kanu kami hati ini kuncul, pihalim ini kuncul, pihmattu yaro mi mata ta konni to ni lab to ay minu nuna mi namit ta ga am ani hati ni tamanali takunna riya amalo no chao ka ma takunna mi yang tamanna ima suna asyanguni ang ima ningani kisiane tanna ka ma ga yawo ne fana lab to ay mi piusiminik awlo chagala gunna ga khano kala te ma siu pevle gunna ga yakko ningani kisiane uba to patente ut tamakku amari luit allasima yoi lab drive inuit no na namin tashimani mut ai hatin in conclusion I now turn over to Minister Kate Mitchell to provide an update on the activities with her department temri api yagi lunga minister reuni chiburit uhal yar mi mat Kate Mitchell kanok sulia api yana sulia hatumna nakumni
thank you Johannes. And once again, I just have to say, it's always good to be back in Maine, so maybe please have a chance to get back here. I'll just give a brief overview of some of the things that are going on within my department. Public property. This year, we're hoping to have our the start on our new DHSB building in Hopedale, and as you know, for the prototype. We're hoping to have construction start on that again as soon as the lack of snow conditions allow, I guess. And this year we're putting in seven plexes, actually. Used to count them six plexes now, but they've turned into seven plexes, one in Maine and one in Hopedale. And a tender has been issued and is closing on the 6th of June. I guess as most people are aware, we did put in a proposal to Newfoundland and Labrador Housing Corporation under the Affordable Seniors Housing, and that was rejected. So we're now going back and still hoping to be able to come up with some housing for Maine as well as the rest of our communities that besides the prototype. Okay. Ilusawak, of course, the construction will be completed on schedule. Membership. We've just had some people that were appointed to the Lake Melville and Rigolet membership committees. Those people haven't been notified yet, but we do have a full slate of candidates for those committees. But once again, we'll need a replacement for Nane as we welcome Jim back. Jim was on our local membership committee for Nane and North of Nane. In regard to transportation, the Newfoundland government has still not issued RFP for the new vessels for the Nanette Road. So for the next number of years, the contracts for the Astron and the Northern Ranger will be extended, but they will be doing some assessments on the facilities and infrastructure in our communities, and that includes underwater surveys. Our department has been really busy, mostly in regard to housing, because as President Lapp mentioned, that we're still in a housing crisis in Maine and Hopedale, and we do have other needs in the rest of our communities. So this year again, we will be using part of the $50 million that was allocated in the federal budget. We'll be doing repairs in all five of our communities. We've had a call for invitation for applications, and we had already applications, so we'll be having assessors come into our communities, and then we're hoping to get that work done this summer and the fall. Justice also falls under my department, and last month I attended the Criminal Justice System Review Roundtable in St. John's, and that was attended by Jody Wilson-Raybould as well as Andrew Parsons. Some of the concerns that I brought forward was the length of time in getting cases through the court system, and one of the other things was that we thought that they should be used in more hybrid models, like the Family Violence Court and the mental health court, and they said that alternate weeks in St. John, I think it's Stephenville and St. John's. And one other issue that I brought forward was the lack of support, since Labrador Legal Services are no longer in service. And the other thing was, you know, what we just sort of raised that as a concern, is that when our people, and for example, you know, what happened with some of our beneficiaries at Muskrat Falls, you know, when they stand up for their Aboriginal rights, then, you know, they're under the current system, they get treated as criminals. So anyway, that was just a bit of what's happening in my department. And my deputy minister is not here tonight because he's attending Sibylla's graduation in St. John's. So if you have any concerns or any questions, feel free to ask them. I'll do my best to answer them. Thank you.
Greg is Minister of Health, and Greg Flowers, hope Minister of Innocent again.
Thank you, Your Highness.
I have a very brief update because I just sometimes, like Kate mentioned, we are doing seven flexes one in Nain and one in Hopedale, which is once they're open, they will be for families at risk who are at risk of losing their children. So we thought as Nunatsiavut, we all know the situation in Nunatsiavut with children coming into care, and this is one of the ways that we thought that we could help support our people and our especially families at risk. So hopefully, you know, this will be started this summer, and next year it'll be up and ongoing for especially for people at risk of losing their children. One of the other things that actually will be coming to Nain, I think in the near future, not sure exactly when, is Kiatus. Kiatus is going on in Hopedale now, that is a program that's working, I think, fairly well in Hopedale. It takes children out of care and provide for them in our own community, which is happening now. They have employed up to 15 local people in Hopedale to take care of children that would probably be placed elsewhere. So we're slowly working to bring our people back to Nunatsiavut, and Nain is the next point that hopefully in the near future, I think they'll be coming and start evaluating in the near future. And the other one certainly that Johannes mentioned was that we did meet with the Premier last week, myself, Johannes, Isabel, and my Deputy Minister, Kate Mitchell, and really voiced our concerns around
Michelle
Kinney, I mean. I think it's about Kate all day. Sorry, Kate. Anyway, we certainly had a good discussion with YFS, which is now changed to Children, Seniors, and Social Development, which was CYFS. And Johannes mentioned, the seven immediate assets we asked for was presented to the Premier to work on. The other thing, I guess, was that we have in Upper Lake Melville as a homeless shelter. I know a lot of our beneficiaries from Nunatsiavut is up in Goose Bay, and a lot of times they don't have places to stay or place to go even. So the homeless shelter was opened, I think, last fall, and at least it gives a place when people don't have anywhere to go, they can go into the homeless shelter, which I think is up to 12 or 14 people use it almost on a daily basis. So it's just something else that we've provided in the Upper Lake Melville area. But overall, I think that that's it for me. My deputy minister had to be called on a family emergency, so she's not here tonight. So that's why I said Kate is going to help me up there. So if there's any questions or comments, or if you want to talk to me in private, questions, I'll try to answer the best I can to help any other department. But feel free to ask anything that you might have a concern about, and if you think it's something you don't want to say in public, certainly after the meeting, I can make myself available to try and help whoever your concerns. So thank you.
Okay, great. Next is Patricia Hemutiak. She's the ordinary man for Upper Lake Melville, and also the Minister of Education and Economic Development. Patricia.
Welcome, meet Johannes. And I too want to welcome Jim Lyle as ordinary member for Nain. So, as he said, I'm the Minister of Education and Economic Development. I'm just going to hit on a few highlights. In education, we've had an increase in our student living allowance because it's been several years since there's been an increase. We've also had equipment, people that need equipment for their training or their university, we'll cover that up to a certain amount. We've also put some incentives in for Nunatsiavut with students, an extra trip home throughout the year, and extra baggage. And we're doing this to try to increase the number of students from Nunatsiavut because it's a little bit low. But we're also looking at other possibilities, like maybe offering a program in Nunatsiavut and other things. Our education funds also fund Inuktitut and Inuksibut programming in the schools through the school board. We've partially funded the community shed project that's happening in Nain, contributed funds to the project for training and equipment and materials. Under economic development, the staff are very busy with the underground development for Voices Bay, with contracts and registering Inuit businesses. We are looking for a compliance officer to help Inuit businesses to complete documents for the bidding process for underground contracts at Voices Bay. And we have a new business development officer for the summer, Pinky Anderson. And we have a business development officer here in Nain as well, Molly Shawak, and she helps with Voices Bay contracts. We have funds to help new or expanding businesses with business or financial plans. And through the Inuit Community Government, we partially funded an economic development position. With LATP, we're waiting to hear from the federal government. We're hoping to hear by June. Providing funds for Voices Bay underground training, Inuit, Innu, and Métis. And the Economic Development Division provides funds to target fisheries for char for the community freezers and funds to help operate the Nain fish plant, as well as we partially funded a new smoker, packaging, and a filleting machine. And if you, Greg said, if you've got any questions, you can ask later or privately. I'll be available. Nakumi.
Nakumi, Patricia.